When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time today. Whatever it means for you in your club, we'll talk about that later.
Welcome back to another episode of We'll Talk About That Later, a football podcast mostly about opinions that aren't really that serious. Follow us on IG and Twitter at WTATL Official. Subscribe to us on whatever platform you're listening to right now so you never miss a new drop. This is episode
134.
Jeez.
Not even rehearsed. How you guys doing?
We good?
Abdi, how are you? Are you in the mood?
Yeah.
Yeah? He's in a special kind of mood.
I'm in pain though, my toe. I got stepped on the train by like this 6'4" lady.
Big centre back.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Dan Burn, bro. I was like, you're lucky Sean Dyche isn't working anymore, bro. Otherwise Burnley would have snapped you up, bro.
And we're joined by Ifs and Buts, Tommy. He's been on here before, Chelsea fan.
What's happening, guys? How's everyone doing?
Welcome, good. Welcome. Yeah. Clap for Tom.
I mean, clap. We don't need to clap when there's a button for it.
No, you know sitcoms when like the famous person walks in and then there's like,
and they pause for a bit.
Yeah, yeah. They look at the camera like, yeah.
Oh my God, you're Tommy from Ifs and Buts.
What can I say?
Do you want to shout out your podcast a little bit?
Yeah. Ifs and Buts, we haven't recorded over the summer, but I think we recorded yesterday and that'll be out this week.
Man said, I think we recorded yesterday.
No, we definitely recorded yesterday, but there's been some technical difficulties at the moment. But that'll be out this week, hopefully. And then we'll be back every Tuesday for the rest of the season.
Okay.
Jeez. All right, just bear with us while Abdi and Junior are doing absolute nonsense.
Look how easy this is.
Oh, you wanted it up? I thought you wanted this one down.
No.
Oh,
my God. Doing it up, stupid. Well, look at you ruining Tommy's plug.
My bad, Tommy.
Can you apologise live on air, please?
I had absolutely nothing to do because I was silent throughout it. It was this guy making all the effort.
I didn't do anything.
Okay. Sorry, anyway, Tommy, go on.
No, we move.
So every Tuesday. And where can we find you?
We'll be on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music, just all of the basic ones. But yeah, looking forward to this season and...
Okay, can you, as a Chelsea fan, actually say that you're looking forward to this season? So far,
yeah.
You meant that from a podcasting perspective, innit?
Okay.
Junior's putting you on blast.
No, I mean, we're starting. Look, the Rex button's red, so we just go.
No, obviously, from a podcast perspective, looking forward just to seeing football again. It's been a 2 months. From a Chelsea's perspective, it's not looking good, Brev.
Might as well just get into it.
Big man thing.
Yeah, so not looking good.
At the end of last season, everything was up in the air with your owners and you know Abramovich and all that stuff. And so, what were you feeling at that point compared to what you're feeling now, where you've obviously got new owners and you've obviously signed Koulibaly and Sterling, but it's not been.
Yeah. At one point, you didn't know what was going to happen. Like, you were going on Twitter and just seeing, Chelsea are going to get relegated, all of that nonsense. But it was good. Like, Ted Bowley was obviously the front runner from the start. And it looks like he's put his money where his mouth is. He's made some good signings. But there's from the mess that was left from the previous ownership is still there. And I feel like that's not got us in a good position. Like, you're playing Batshuayi, Kennedy, these men in pre-season. And if you look at Arsenal, and they've got their full 11 ready. So, yeah.
It's not looking good. Batshuayi, man. Why does he keep coming back?
I was shocked when he came on as a sub.
He was starting pre-season games.
Oh, what's his name? Babarahman is still on. That is crazy. Babarahman was there when Mourinho was there, you know?
He's our second longest serving player.
Wild. With zero games played.
Zero games. Who is first?
So, what must you be thinking... Looking at this Chelsea team, where like less than 2 weeks before the season starts, what can you expect? I guess for the season, considering that you've only signed two players, you're still short at centre back. don't know what's happening with Aspi, Barcelona all over the place.
Barcelona
and
just like,
and they're also nicking your players. Yeah. And they're also nicking your players, yeah. Like
Rafinha.
I personally think it's got something to do with this owner, bro. I think he's just coming to all the deals, going, "Hey, man," and they're just like, "Who are you, bro? Where's Abramovich? Get up, man."
Yeah, I think that's he's got the Milton out as well with the executive.
He just wants to say, "Who are you guys signing?"
Well, he's doing like five people's jobs. Obviously, he's trying. Obviously, he's made two good signings so far. Yeah, top signings. Can't overlook that. But yeah, it's like going into this season, considering everyone else is strengthened so much in positions they need to strengthen in, and we're obviously 2 weeks away, and it could be Malang Sarr playing centre back for the first game of the season.
I think though people need to get carried. I'm getting carried away with this whole Chelsea thing, because I genuinely think you'll make signings. It's just, obviously, you haven't made them in pre-season. Like, most teams have kind of done a bit of business in pre-season.
We'll make signings. I read today that Tuchel was saying, expect four more.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's too late. No, it's not too late in the sense that, listen, the window's open to when it's open, but preferably you want the players in as early as possible.
Yeah, I always remember back the summer when we signed Costa and Fabregas. All of our business was done early doors, and then we went on to win the league. And did you see, going pre-season with your main squad.
Yeah.
Like, I credited Tottenham for leaving that Ndombele, Lo Celso, Reguilon, which they're not going to be playing for you next season. So why do they need to be there?
Oh, what, they left out? Really?
Yeah.
The tour. Reguilon.
Yeah.
You got Sessegnon and
Perisic.
Yeah.
Do you think, Lewandowski, Dembele, Rafinha, Gabriel Jesus, Koundé, they all got into a group chat and said, "Lads, I've got an idea. If this yank calls you, tell him piss off."
Well, we add a couple more minds to that list.
All of them.
Has that shocked you?
Gnabry, all these.
Because previously, Chelsea have been the team where if they go in, they get the deal done and they're in and out.
Yeah,
and
I think it's obviously a learning curve for the new owner. He hasn't done it, and you're going against the big boys who have been doing it for years. Barca are moving mad though. They are doing something.
I swear, Barca. No. Honestly, if I was De Jong, is a better man than me, because I'll be moving so mad. If you owe me 17 million, and you're paying out all these fees to all these clubs. Yeah, where are you getting the money from, bruv? I'll lick down the whole stadium.
Sure, it's not just him. You know that scene
they owe loads of players.
You know that scene in Straight Outta Compton where he goes to the office and smashes it up, bruv? That's me. I'm doing that in Messi room in the stadium, bruv.
With all the Ballon d'Ors,
I'm smashing all the Ballon d'Ors, bro. Give me my money, or we're not moving forward. There won't be any games. I'll break Pedri's leg, bruv.
Allegedly.
That's crazy though. And also PKE's accepted it, but like guys like Busquets as well, they're not getting paid.
I mean, it's crazy because Dani Alves last season, he was on €1 a week.
It would surprise me if he even got that. The way Barca are moving now.
No, they that's what they
can we give you 50p this month? Like, just, nah, they give you 150 next month.
He played 15 games, they owe him €15, isn't it? He still needs it, outstanding balance.
Yeah,
but talk to us about how you got smacked up.
Oh, wow. I knew this was coming.
Oh, here we go.
So, Chelsea played, the league title, Champions Elect.
Oh, here we go.
And, now, from what I heard, though, you obviously went with the strong 11.
No, we still had players missing. We didn't have no Tierney, told me, so we didn't have Smith Rowe.
But what was Chelsea's lineup in comparison to yours?
Chelsea's lineup wasn't
strong enough not to be
slapped. Did Sterling start?
No.
Did he start?
Okay,
yeah, he did.
Koulibaly didn't start.
Koulibaly started on the bench.
Who did you start at centre back?
Koulibaly, Silva, and
in the Arsenal game.
It was Chalobah and Silva.
It was a back four,
And then Chalobah got injured in the first half. Well, not injured, but I think it was precaution. They took him off, and then Sarr came on.
Yes.
But it was already 2-0 at that point.
Yeah, it was 2-0 at that point. Chelsea, the first two goals, they gifted it to us.
You already know Sarr's useless when one of the first things Sterling said when he comes to the club is like, what actually are you?
Who are you?
Sterling said that.
Yeah, there's a clip of it. Not like that, but he was like, basically like, are you a centre back, a left back? Like, what actually are you?
Wow.
Are you a competition winner?
Make a win.
But when you think about, obviously you definitely need some, especially at centre back, and you probably need a striker as well. When you look at Chelsea's first 11, you're not short, really, are you?
We've still got quality there.
I tell you what you are short of, though, in my opinion, outside of the centre backs, because that's the obvious one at the moment, is a A goal scorer.
A shooter.
Shooter, like a certified.
And I can't understand why he's left Brozier at home. Like from the.
He was injured.
And he looks like he, is he leaving? It looks like he is.
He's not going to West Ham. To stay.
No, because West Ham got Scamacca now.
Yeah.
So I'll keep him.
Of course he should.
Your team right now, your squad, who's your preferred 11?
It's hard because obviously I would like to put Gallagher in there at some point, but I haven't seen him play just yet. If we go over a back five, you'd go James, Chaloba, Silva, Koulibaly, Chilwell. And then you could play Kovacic, Kante. That's the two I prefer. I know that when we play against Liverpool, we always play them two, and it's a give them a good go. And then Mount, Sterling, Havertz, probably.
Yeah,
that's not too bad at all.
No, that's very still good. Very, no, it's still very good.
And you've added goals in Sterling.
And people forget that Chilwell has been injured for a long time. He might come in and be like a new signing.
It's interesting you talk about Gallagher, but I just watched him and I was just like, the thing is, he's a good player, but he can't play in the same team as Mount because they play the same role. And Gallagher, if you have Gallagher and Mount and plus one midfielder, you're not going to keep the ball enough because both of those players are like, they play the same role in terms
of. But I also think that Gallagher doesn't fit the system. I think Mount fits it more than Gallagher does.
And Gallagher could play one of the wider positions.
Exactly. If you're going to play him, I'm playing wide,
I think he also needs more of a like, a roaming box to box, like he has to be able to go chase the ball and win it back, and then. But with Tuchel's system being so like rigid, I don't think he suits that kind of.
But he hasn't always at PSG played four at the back.
Dortmund
four at the back. He only came in and played five at the back at Chelsea because his hand was forced a little bit, and then he just carried on with it. So do you see him? I don't know about how you're looking in pre-season, but and I know you tested the back four against Arsenal.
No, I think they'll go back to the back four.
Do you see kind of sticking with that back five? Because it's a shame, though, because with that only leaving you two spots in centre mid, and they're two roles that are quite specific, for players like Gallagher...
I'd like to see us go to a 4-3-3 and then or just have that option. If we go into like the big games, we play what we know. We always turn up in the big games. But in the games where it's a bit harder to break down, you could play Mount and Gallagher in like a midfield three, and then have like Jorginho sitting. I think that's what we miss, someone like a Fabinho or Rodri. Jorginho hasn't quite got that. He can't command. He can dictate and play, but when it's like the tough gets going, you want a Fabinho or Rodri or Fernandinho. And I feel like that's what we lack, two player midfield three, but I'd like, still like to give it a go.
Didn't you play Jorginho, Gallagher, Mount in Arsenal?
I think so, but I think Mount was more of a more advanced.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So yeah.
Gallagher Trappe is a six, and that's playing to his weakness, running further forward.
What about Ruben? Is he still about?
Yeah, Ruben's still about, but he's he ain't jabbed up, so he couldn't go to.
Oh, mad. Okay.
Same as Kante.
Okay. No,
so they both couldn't travel.
Really? Okay.
Well, what do you make of the rumours that Tuchel has kind of fallen out of love with Kante? Like,
out of love, you know.
Well, you know what I mean.
He has at the end of his Chelsea career, I do think. I think so.
Bear player's got a year left.
I think one more year. You could cash on him this summer, but with like losing Rudiger, potentially losing like Azpilicueta and Alonso, you need your leaders in that squad. But some performances this year were below par. But I need he can pull out world class performances. So I feel like I need to manage him a bit better next season.
And what about what do you think of like the players who have kind of fallen out of favour in terms of like Pulisic? Obviously Ziyech's been linked with Milan and all this kind of stuff, like
Cho,
yeah, who is,
I think the frustrating thing is they've all got their own talent, but they can only do it for like 6-7 games a year, and to compete with Liverpool and Man City, you need people that can do it.
Such a waste, man.
You need people who can do it week in, week out. And at the moment, I'd say the only one who consistently performs attacking wide would be Mount.
Well, and now you've got Sterling as well. Consistency. Like, do you think you can play Sterling as a like false nine?
He has said that. He could play him through the middle, which is, I think, it's an option.
Yeah.
Like how we play, we don't really need a target man, someone to drop deep.
I honestly think if you actually put your faith in Brozier, you probably wouldn't need to buy a striker. But I don't know why he's not. He doesn't seem.
I reckon he'll get plenty of game time next year.
You think Tuchel actually raise him? Yeah.
He says he wants to keep him. Okay. He said he wanted to keep Gallagher last year, but. The club is better off with that issue.
On the flip side, though, if you take Havertz out of that nine role in that specific system where you play 5-2-3, where else is there for him in that formation?
Yeah, that's the only thing. Unless you play him in a up top in a two. I think we've done that before. Play like a 5-3-2, and he's up top with like Pulisic drifting off him or Mount drifting off him.
Last year, the start of the season, you started with Lukaku and Mount and Havertz with the 2-10s behind. So maybe that could be that, an option.
At some points, that looked good.
Yeah, especially in the first half against Liverpool.
Against Liverpool, yeah. We was through three or four times and we could have been 3-0 up if we took our chances.
Then Lukaku fell to pieces and sort of died in it.
But that's our frustrations. I think we create enough chances, we just can't score goals.
What did you think with the whole Lukaku thing? Like, and I can't remember if last time you were on here, had that just happened?
I don't think it was just before.
Yeah, so I think it had happened. Yeah, I think it had happened because it was at Christmas time.
Yeah, I vaguely remember like
it was after the United game, I think. Yeah, so it was around December time. So like when it come out,
more than six months on. Has that feeling kind of like subsided? Do you still like you don't understand Lukaku? Like, what are your feelings towards Lukaku?
I think it was like he's just come in. He's got such an ego, and I think to come into like a Champions League dressing room and try and say, "Look, I'm the man now," and it just didn't go down well. So of course it's like, no, it's not how it's gonna go down. And he's like busting jokes about him. He said like, "There's your daddy."
I see that. Yeah, that killed me.
But yeah, their relationship just must be ruined. So
no,
yeah.
But Lukaku came. Like, you're right. Lukaku came with too much of an ego. He thought because he won Player of the Year, but you're playing against like flipping Pablo Mari's level defenders, isn't it? Who can't run. So, and he come here and played first game against Pablo Mari, got gassed, and then thought he was the man, isn't it? It's just like, you come in, he's like Tommy said, this is the Champions League winners, isn't it? Like, we just needed someone who could put the ball in the back of net. And then, obviously, that interview came out, which came out of nowhere.
That's crazy.
And then, what, a year after you make a sensational return for 100 million, and then you're going away on loan. It's just a massive...
Back to where we bought him from.
Yeah. Do you think Inter Milan will pay the money like next year for him, so he can actually leave permanently?
What was the fee? Is there a fee?
It's going to be actually
massive. It's just a loan. There's no obligation to buy.
There's not even like.
So he's just going to go back to Chelsea,
and he'll be 30 by next year once he's finished that loan with Inter.
Yeah, that's not.
They've done you. I'm going to be honest. They've 100 m's from you.
The potential
got him back a year later.
Haven't even got the rest of that money.
It depends. You never know. Like, football's crazy. Like, Tuchel might not even be there, and you might not have a new manager, better relationship.
Who wants to play him suited to how he wants to play? Because I think when we did play to his strengths, it looked good in glimpses. But when like that Palace game, we had like seven touches,
including two.
That game was a stinker.
Yeah, it's just like kick off.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah.
But you know, like I do think psychology comes into it, and like. After that interview, there was almost like no way back. I think like he felt that, and I think like the Chelsea fans, players.
I think they would have forgiven him if he just put the ball in the back of the net. No, he scored 10 goals.
I know, but
games.
What I'm saying is for him, he's like, crap, I've made this statement. I've had to go back on and apologise, and now I have to perform on a pitch. I think it's just too much sometimes.
He would have put the balls in the back of the net.
Exactly, yeah.
Nobody would have cared.
You score one. Lukaku's the type of guy. He scores one, he'll score 10 in 10. But then he won't score again for the next 15 games. His goal's coming back, isn't it? And then he would taunt his whole record for the season. check the stats in an American accent.
Check the stats. All right. Does anyone else have any more Chelsea related questions?
No.
What's your expectations going into the new season?
At the moment, I think we'd be happily take top four at this moment. I think if we make four more signings, depending on who we sign, then expectation will be different. But I think retaining top four with the squad we have at the moment will be a positive thing, considering everyone strengthening and how close it was towards the end of last season, because we fell off after that Real Madrid game.
Home 4 minute.
We fell off.
What was the gap in the end from third to
five.
Fourth?
Five points. Yeah.
There was one point, though, with four or five games to go where it was quite...
It was quite close, yeah. And then we beat... we had, like I said, we scored quite a few late goals. Yeah. West Ham, Newcastle.
And you beat Wolves, I think. That's the game that took...
No, it was 2-2. We was 2-0 up, and they scored two goals.
It was the game after, I think, that you won, and then it took it away from...
I think we had a midweek game.
Yeah.
And I think we secured it with two games to go.
Yeah.
So I think like, there was
Which
no
is
worry.
Kind of mad, because like, you were in the title race until like January, so...
Until the Lukaku thing.
Yeah.
Honestly,
that's what it was. And well, then actually, lost Chilwell and James.
The actual reality of it was that you were in a title race until Abdi said that you'd never concede again. After that,
I didn't say that. I just said after that Chelsea. Went, oh. Whatever, man. I'm not living this again. I'm not living this again. But now, obviously, you've got. We're talking about the lack of goals, but now you've got your fullbacks back, so that means what, 20 goals each, isn't it, for Chilwell and James, isn't it? Because yeah, they are strikers, scorers, isn't it, yeah. Bro? Like, how many times do we see Alonso? Alonso's in the box more than Lukaku.
We could play him up top next year, and he'd get 15.
Yeah,
goals,
he's the best finisher at Chelsea, isn't it? Well, second after Sterling now, isn't it? So,
yeah, no, I'm looking forward to Sterling though. That is something I was unexpected at the start of the summer.
Yeah. It was weird seeing him in a Chelsea shirt.
Yeah,
that's
proper weird.
Do you know what? It don't feel weird to me, you know. I feel like it's right.
I think he needs a trim, bro.
In some ways.
He's looking dusty right now.
South Londoner. Yeah, I can see it, man. South,
well, yeah. Chelsea are in West London, so what?
No, wait, he's West.
He's North West.
And he's a North West.
Ty's just making it up as you guys along.
He's literally from Wembley, bro.
Brent, yeah.
And what about you? Just everything was wrong in that stadium, there, aren't it? What did you think of Conor Gallagher's penalty?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
He was trying to take a piss at some Americans, bro. And they were like,
oh yeah, I don't know what he's doing
there. Also, is that team just like, did they just make it right now? Charlotte, I never heard of Charlotte FC.
Oh yeah, it's their first season.
That was their
yes. How on earth did they fit like 50,000 people in the stadium, bro?
No, they hold the record. It's 80,000 in America
on a team that just been made.
Yeah.
What the
football,
hell, man?
America's growing like crazy. Growing over there.
America's sports.
Your first game. I know, like 5 minutes ago, I asked if anyone had any other questions, and then we just continued. But yeah, your first game is against Everton. Obviously, the major thing there is that Frank Lampard. Ex-player, is that legend,
Goodison?
Blah,
blah. At Goodison, yeah.
You're going to lose that. They always lose that. Goodison.
You've been struggling pre-season, but Everton just lost 4-0 to Minnesota. Like,
hey, Everton are so
is Minnesota like
shit.
A real team?
Yeah, it's a real team, yeah.
Not like a charity 11.
And then they shipped 3 or 4 to Blackpool as well. Yeah.
Have they not even
two.
Made any
They won that 4-2.
Tarkovsky on the free.
Tarkovsky, yeah. Oh. But, yeah, and then they obviously sold Richarlison. I thought they'd use some of that money, but they haven't yet. But yeah,
I think Frank Lampard's on borrowed time.
Oh, absolutely. I think he's first gone. First game, because you're both not looking good, but you should be beating this Everton. Yeah.
With the team that I lined up earlier, if we have lined up with that team, we should be winning that. No problem. Goodison is a sticky one. I'm glad to be getting it out the way early doors.
Yeah, because later on in the season, it was pam them, isn't it?
Like when they're struggling, they will just go there.
And help. Yeah, by March, when they're relegated, I think it's...
I think he's going to be another situation. Sean Dyche is going to come in soon. It's just inevitable, bro. It's just inevitable. Tarkovsky, but what are you doing here,
man? Just got away from
me. Leave me alone, man.
Yeah, no, Frank. That their squad is peak.
It's peak. Yeah, it's a piss.
It's awful.
Terrible.
Do you see Dele Alli? Was it the miss?
Yeah,
that does not surprise me. He's so washed. Like,
I'm worried. I hope.
I've even
the performance against Arsenal. I was worried. Gallagher was reminding me of Dele Alli, and I was just like, please.
I actually like Gallagher.
No, this might sound extreme, but I'm actually worried for where his career is about to go. Dele Alli.
I don't even think he's
done. I'm not worried.
Yeah, I think he's done.
Fortunately, he's not a good person.
He's not even championship.
I think he is championship
level.
It's hard to say, but like, if you think about it, like a couple of years ago, we're saying this is like the brightest spark in the midfield, you know, since Frank Lampard getting goals.
He was a two-time young player. Dove
off a cliff. Like,
I don't know what happened to him, man. He was so.
He
good,
will
man.
Be looking at the deal that Jesse Lingard has and be like, "That's me soon, 5 years from now." I just have to remain relevant enough.
No,
to
I don't
get
know,
snapped up by
I
a
don't
rich
know
team.
Who he thinks he's gonna fall to get that kind of?
How much did Everton pay for him? Wasn't it like 40 or
40 million?
See, I mean, bad. They're stupid. They're mug clubs in this league that are still gonna do that.
But they're trying to sell him.
If Mourinho comes back, he'll just buy him again, bruv.
No, Mourinho hated Dele, didn't
he? Well, he loved him at the start, and he goes, "You are a lazy guy, but you're good."
He ain't wrong. He was not wrong.
Yeah, he fooled a lot of people. Sir Alex Ferguson said he's going to be like one of the best players in England history.
No, but when he was good, he was good though. Like, he's not wrong to say.
Yeah, he was.
20 goals a season.
Yeah, he was. Him and Kane were just crazy.
And that's when Eriksen was cooking.
Maybe it was because of Eriksen and Kane that he was like so good, innit? All he had to do was just run into the box and kick it in the goal.
But it's hard to do that. Who else is doing that?
I mean, he's not doing anything now, innit? So just go show, innit? Without Eriksen and Kane, he ain't doing anything, bro.
Yeah, but I suppose he still had Kane.
He can't kick it straight, innit?
Anyway, if that's that for the Chelsea talk, let's talk predictions. The season is upon us.
What are we actually doing? Predictions.
Like, it's a week. Yeah. Next week is the beginning of the season.
I'm excited. Sorry, continue.
Do you not read
the... So rude. Why do I bother writing?
You know Tanya don't read the chat.
No, you know
for the listeners, for the listeners, yeah, every single Tuesday morning, I put in the agenda for what we're going to speak about. And Tanya never reads it. She comes every podcast. Oh,
to be fair, though, this is the first time you've done it in about a month.
I'm not drawing. Right, no, but we have been freestyling a lot.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, cool.
I'm not
are
drawing.
Why are you being defensive, man? Just relax.
We've been freestyling out here.
Step outside, big man.
All right, so we're going to go with predictions.
Oh, this is going to be hard, though.
Shall we start with who we think we're going to win the league, or shall we just do top four and then say, like...
Do the league first. I think that's...
No, I say do top four. Just do top four, you can just
say. I mean, when you say name your top four, you're going to say who's going to win the league as well, yeah?
You could do it in no particular order.
If you felt like being chaotic.
No, that's the opposite of chaotic. That's just me insane.
I do feel like we should do it when signings have been done, though. It's so difficult at this stage.
So we're going to do it in September.
I know, like a month after the season started.
Let's stop recording now. We'll come back in September.
Tommy, can you just like come back?
Just
on a Tuesday. Yeah, you fly back on Wednesday. Yeah.
Tommy lives in Abu Dhabi. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, he's going first.
You.
Me?
No, we can do it alphabetic.
Yeah. He's the guest, isn't it?
Tommy. Yeah, but he's the first, but you remember.
Oh, yeah, Umpty, sorry.
So what are we doing now? We're doing top four now, yeah? Then we'll do that, and then we'll go around and do relegation,
so we'll be polite and let the guests go first, cool. And then,
I don't think, at the moment, it's not looking good for us, but I'm going to say us for fourth. I can't put us fifth.
Too much bias.
Yeah.
And then I'd say Tottenham, Liverpool, and then City to win the league. But if there was to take a team out, it would be us for Arsenal. I feel like it'll be them three will be very close. Mm,
yeah.
Come April, May.
Mm. Cool. Interesting. Who wants to go next? Me.
Abdi, jump in. Sorry, I keep calling you Abdi. Sorry, Abdi.
all right, Mick.
Mick.
So it's so stupid. It just started in the group chat. Now.
You started it.
Yeah, I accidentally spelled his name wrong.
No, Mick was good. Mick was good. Mick was good.
All right, Janya. So I'll go first.
Wait, was that a combination of both whatever, names? Whoever
it was to be.
Janya.
It could be either of you, innit? Fourth, I'll go with Man United.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey. Third, I'm going to go with Chelsea. Third, I go with Liverpool. Second, Man City, and obviously Arsenal.
Be serious.
All right, okay, cool. All right, to win the league, I'll go Man City to win the league. Liverpool second, Chelsea third, Arsenal fourth.
Yeah.
I'm being ballsy.
Cool. So I'll go next. Jump in, or is you about to go?
I mean, if we're doing it alphabetically.
Are we doing it alphabetically?
No. We said the guests will go first. All
right, cool.
No, you can go, Mark.
No, go on.
No.
I want to hear what you got.
One of you go, bruv. It's not good audio.
So I'm going to do... how do you know what good... Blah, I can't even say the word. I'm just going to go. I'm going to go Man City, Liverpool. I'm going to go Arsenal. And then I'm going to go Tottenham.
Tottenham?
Yeah.
Big man, are you all right?
Not really.
Third?
Yeah. And then Tottenham fourth.
Right, I'm coming with smoke now. Okay, I'm going to go...
Not.
Oh, sorry.
This is not that deep. Go on.
No, I'm going to go... Chelsea fourth, Spurs third, Liverpool second, City first. But I will agree with Tommy. I think third and fourth for me, I think it is between Chelsea, it could be between Arsenal, it could be between Spurs. And to be fair, you can't really write off Man United, but I'm writing them off.
Completely forgot about United.
So how come when I say Arsenal third, you're like, what? I'm coming to smoke now. When you just said they're interchangeable.
All right, maybe for fourth, I meant Arsenal, not third.
But we're
going to
win the league, though, so.
Cool, so what you... I'm gonna back us to come back strong. Last time we missed out on the league by a point, we won it the next year.
Okay,
so I'm gonna go Liverpool, City, I'm gonna go Spurs, and I'm gonna put Arsenal in fourth.
Ooh.
And this is as it stands now.
We're all doing it as it stands.
That's how I'm feeling right now.
But we're going to sign some more players. You know, obviously, I keep telling you we're going to sign Mbappe. So
Crazy.
When that happened, I think we'd go from outside chance for the league to for strong
so
favourites.
We're all writing off Man United for fourth. Yeah. They're definitely not getting
fourth. I am.
If I had to take one of Arsenal and Spurs,
right, the biggest moth I've
crazy.
Ever seen.
That was a butterfly. That was some fat ass.
No,
moth.
Don't.
So one normal size moth.
Both of us got sugars rolling. It's like, it looked like a bat.
What was I saying? If I had to take out one of, because let's be honest, I think one and two is Liverpool and City, whatever way you want to see it, whatever way you want to call it. Fair enough.
It is.
That's how I feel. But
I think it'll be closer this year. Though.
Same as what you lot have said about third and fourth. But if I was to take out Arsenal or Spurs, it would be Chelsea for me before United. Yeah. And but we'll see, because, listen, pre-season doesn't mean a thing. But United have looked decent in pre-season. So you've got to give them their dues in that respect.
I just can never, like, put Chelsea outside top four.
Last season, I had them as third, I think. Yeah. Season before, I think this might be my first top four prediction with them outside. Yeah. I just think there's so much jeopardy. There's a lot up in the air at Chelsea in terms of, like, Azpi and Alonso wanting to go.
Right.
I don't know where your goals are coming from.
I know,
but it's still, like, it's important players that if they do leave, you will have to replace them. There's no Chilwell's just been out for a year. If Alonso goes, what, Emerson?
Emerson's back, yeah.
You need more centre backs. There's something about Chelsea at the moment.
Can we quickly talk about it, yeah? Certain people's goats, yeah. 2 weeks from the season, he hasn't even turned up yet. Cristiano Ronaldo, my God.
No, he apparently arrived today.
Apparently, they brought in Sir Alex to talk to him.
Yeah. He's
80 years old, man. Leave him alone, bruv. He should be at home drinking cocoa. They're 80 years old. Oh, Sir Alex, because what do you lot want, man? Come talk to this petulant little bitch who won't come to training, bro. I don't want to be in Europa League. Why don't you score some goals then, bro?
I mean, he did.
Hey, if he was a real goat, he would have scored more goals in it and got them in the Champions League, innit?
I think they can blame Bruno for not finishing.
Yeah, all right. And yeah, but then they gave him a 6-year contract, bro. So
Junior, why are Arsenal finishing third?
Just have a good feeling.
So obviously we've got
I love that. When Mark goes, I'm gonna put us to win the league, I love that. Back your team.
No,
Junior says Arsenal finished third. Now we do. I'm going.
No, but I'm genuinely curious because obviously last season you finished where? I'm just wondering.
Fifth,
yeah. Like, I genuinely
finished where? We finished two points behind you.
I just want to know third.
Yeah.
The thing is, third doesn't matter. Third and fourth is the same.
Yeah,
session.
It's the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the teams are just, they were close last season. Third and fourth essentially the same.
There was 5 points between Chelsea, Arsenal,
and it was closer before Arsenal fell apart. Innit? So at any point, third and fourth, really, I think obviously there's a gap between the top two, innit, to the rest. They obviously, we know those two are going to go to the wire, and they are really strong. They've got two best managers as well. I think from I wouldn't say excitement, but I think the positivity about Arsenal is, firstly, I'm very happy with some of the signings we've made. Gabriel Jesus is a fantastic signing. I very much like Zinchenko, and I like Fabio Vieira. I think it's a good signing. We've got Saliba back from loan as well, who's almost essentially like a new signing. And I feel like we're probably still going to do more. I feel like we probably need another midfielder as well, because one part of injury and then we go down, and then we go back to like El Neni, Lacombe.
Would you, having this chat, where do you see Zinchenko? First of all, where do you see Zinchenko play?
I predominantly think he will be playing. He played against Chelsea as a left back, innit? Because obviously Tierney, you just can't. Tierney is my first choice.
My next question.
Tierney is my first choice left back, but you just cannot rely on him.
It's a good option. So, for example, if we got Tierney back, and then let's say when I rest Xhaka for another game or whatever, Zinchenko comes in, and you don't skip a beat. Cause
and anyway,
got quality.
When you've got those kind of dud Europa League group games where you've kind of qualified already,
he'll be playing number 10. Bro.
He'll be playing on the
top, innit?
He'll be playing in a midfield three
by himself, innit? Yeah. So it's just like, when you playing all of the, who I don't know, bro, locomotive chlamydia or whatever. Isn't it? So.
And I just think, like, we were clicking last season, and I just felt we were like pieces short of actually being like firm in there in the top four. We fell apart, but that's mostly because we had a thin squad, and a lot of the players that we have are like under 23s.
But what I will say is it's due, by the way, because you spent the most last summer, you spent the most this summer. It's got to come.
Yeah, this is make or break now.
It's due. Yeah.
And Edu was talking about how this is the season we're meant to be in like a force again. We can't just be, we spend too long. Like me, I hate watching football on a Thursday, and I've been watching football on a Thursday for like 6 years, isn't it? Last year I had a break at least because we didn't have anything. But still, I don't want to watch football like my team with half empty crowd against, like I said, I don't know, urethra or whatever their name is. I don't know, bruv. So, so I think, yeah, with us, I think we're, I'm very much enjoying our front three right now, Martinelli, Jesus, Saka. Yeah. Especially against Chelsea, like Jesus has gone.
ESR as well.
ESR, exactly. Yeah.
They should just take an appeal.
And Ketia's new contract.
They just signed a backup who's not going to play for 60 minutes.
No, but you know what? You know what I'm not going to do yet? Yeah, you yeah. Arsenal fans are funny, you know. Why are you comparing Richarlison to Jesus? Comparing to our number nine?
Well, Richarlison cost 60 million. And Jesus cost 45
million. No, some Arsenal fans, oh, Jesus versus Richarlison. No, compare Jesus to Harry Kane.
He's a big man. Well, Jesus' tongue doesn't come so far out of his mouth, does he, when he speaks it?
But also, the comparison is because one, they're both Brazilian. Two, they're both competing for that
Jesus
number nine.
Jesus passed his sats, bruv.
They're both competing for that number nine in Brazil. And they both moved this summer, one for 60 million, one for 45 million. So there are things to compare. Kane has been at Tottenham for how long? It's not a fair comparison.
I don't think it's a fair comparison.
No, I actually get Tanya's point. If you're going to, like, that your number one, number nine versus the other number one, number nine.
What I'm saying is that the reason why there is comparison is they're both Brazilian. They've both been on the move this summer, and it's big fees. But one fee is larger for someone who's playing backup compared to who's going to start.
Jesus had a year left in.
Jesus is the much better signing.
I understand that, but my point still stands.
Well, to be fair, I don't really care about Richarlison. Obviously, if it was me, I'd play him instead of Kulishitsky. So, you know, Richarlison's not ginger, innit? So he's good. Yeah. But to be fair, like, obviously, Richarlison, you needed, because you haven't had a good backup forward for how many years, innit? So,
I'm not happy about that.
Your backup forward last year was what, like Dane Scarlett?
Do you remember the year before you had, what's his name?
Vinicius. Tesco car park.
the team was called Marine, bro. Marine, who definitely... they definitely played in the car park. That's it. Yeah, and so, like, all of that, and years before, remember Llorente and Vincent Janssen, bro.
Listen.
Soldado.
I'm not going to come on here and back Richarlison and say he's a good signing, because it ain't. I don't rate the guy.
He's a good signing.
He's a good player, I think.
He can play in any of them three positions you need to.
Yeah, he's good.
How are you going to
He'll get enough football. He definitely will, especially with Champions League as well.
I just don't see him starting many games for us. I can already see. I know it's pre-season, but the levels when Kulusevski plays on the right compared to Richarlison.
But you got to think, Harry Kane gets run into the ground year on year. Come the end of the season, this guy's hobbling on one ankle,
especially in those tough away games.
You know what?
Richarlison's actually very key. He had a meltdown at the beginning of the year, bro. But we forget Harry Kane only started playing in the Man City game, innit? Before then, he was rubbish.
It's true.
I can't lie though, I'm putting it out there. He's scoring 25 plus this season.
Are we talking just in the league, yeah?
Yeah. No, in the league.
No, because if you're talking in all comps, that's not actually impressive.
No, not in all comps.
But not for him, innit? When he scores like 40 a year, bro.
He's
going to score 25 in the league just to finish second to Jesus. All right. That's crazy.
I'm just really conscious of time.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Who's going to get relegated?
I'm going to put it out there, and I'm just going to do it quickly. I just think the three promoted teams are going back down.
Who's it, Forest?
But outside of that, I think Brentford are in trouble.
Bournemouth, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to go with Fulham. I'm going to go with Bournemouth and Everton.
No, I don't think Everton get relegated. I think they'll change their manager. I think, especially towards the end of the season, that crowd and how loud they are.
Yeah,
and those big
who's
going to
save them?
Sean Dyche, bro.
Who's going to score the goals?
We were saying that
Sean
last year. They saved themselves last year.
Tarkovsky, top scorer, bro.
But they've lost their best player, Richarlison. So.
Hey. They do have a crap manager, though. Maybe Andy's right. If they sack Lamps, then...
But right now, we can't assume that they're going to sack Lamps.
But even with that squad as well, though, you've got to be a good manager to come in and... You get Fabian Delphine in the park.
He knew what he was getting himself into.
He got released though, Fabian Duff.
So they got to rely on Alan,
Demarai Gray,
and what's his name?
Townsend.
Oh yeah, Calvert-Lewin.
Demarai Gray. Let's not get into this DCL debate again.
Anyway,
he's better than Richarlison, bro.
So are you agreeing with me?
Yeah, I agree.
You too?
I think it'd be the same three that come up. They just come up. I think you said Brentford would be in trouble. I think they'll be all right. Yeah.
You know why I say second that? It's because the second season, but they really actually only popped when Christian Eriksen was there. Taking back out of that team. You've got to remember, first half of the season, they were stinking it up. They had their... They drew 3-3 against us. They had their moments, But in the main, they were struggling. And then Eriksen came in. They got, honestly, about 70% of their points in the games he started.
Wow.
So now I'm just like, how are they going to look now, taking Christian Eriksen back out of that team, back to where they were?
At some point, Ivan Toney's going to do something stupid and go, I hope we get liquidated, bro. Or something like that. He's going to say that on camera. I do agree with the Brentford shout. Fulham, of course, they're finishing 20th. No doubt. There's no doubt. I don't care who they sign, bro. They can sign Messi, bro. They're going to finish 20th, bro. And the other team I think Bournemouth will stay up because I think Scott Parker's a decent manager. He did as best as he could with Fulham. Who's the other team? Forest, yeah, of course. Yeah, I think that. Forest, Brentford.
But Forest are making some decent signings in comparison to the
they're
other
signing,
team.
Yeah, they're signing highly paid, like, 30-some-year-old players. Lingard, Aaron Ramsey, not really. I'm not really impressed
Lingard,
with
that. Lingard's not fake.
Aaron just had his contract terminated with Juventus.
Well, he's going to Forest.
He's going to Forest, yeah.
He had a little 6-month deal.
That's good signings for them, though.
No, Aaron.
Yeah, not only the thing that worries me about Forest is that they've literally made about 13 signings, and it's like how like, it's going to be tough to get
exactly
them playing football.
Exactly what happened to Fulham, football. And they went straight back down. Fulham came in, bought bare players, went straight back down. Then they did it again. Exactly, yeah. So it's just
what about Leeds? Because they were in trouble last year. Leeds
is a good one, yes.
Can all six of them get relegated?
Really
Leeds have spent quite a bit, though. This
they time. Have. I think they bought some clever...
Some good signings.
Yeah,
I don't know any of their players, though, so I think.
No, we're not going to go into this again. We literally had this conversation.
Brighton could be in trouble.
No, with Graham Potter in charge, they're not in trouble.
Yeah. And I know they just go buy some gems from that no one heard of, bro.
Yeah.
Danish league and that.
Yeah, exactly. Good players. All
right. Shall we move on? Is that it?
We've got top scorer and we've got.
Oh.
What was the other one?
Player D, I think, maybe. I don't know.
Shall we skip that? Because we've only got.
Well, top scorer is going to be Jesus, so let's move on.
Cool. Let's move on. Abdi, do you want to explain what we're about to do?
Yes. Okay, cool. So a couple weeks ago, we did the Big Six draft. So we. One by one, we selected players for our best 11s. And so once a player was selected, they're no longer available to anyone else. So Mark did a random draw, as we'll do it again for this one. But we go back. The last episode, was it? Because we didn't record last week. Yeah, so the last episode, we did a Big Six draft. You can go back and listen to that one. So we decided to bring back the same concept, but we're doing it for the bottom 14 teams. So everyone apart from Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Tottenham, Arsenal and Man United. So all the other teams in the Premier League, we're just going to select players one by one in random order. So, and then we're going to try and build an 11 and we'll post it up on social media and then we'll see whose teams are the best.
Oh yeah, on that note.
Yeah, who won?
On that note, come on.
Yeah, Mark won, obviously.
Certain people are getting smacked up.
Yours got retweeted by your boy Charlie, innit? He's got a lot of followers, so whatever.
What does that mean?
Biased. All right, your team was the best, but still was biased.
The teams had no names on them, bro.
You're right. Yeah, to be fair, your team was the best, but you started off with first pick as Van Dijk. It's unfair, innit? And you were first pick as well. Congratulations, innit?
This is going to be terrible.
So, we're kicking off with Tommy. Just the luck of the draw, I guess. He goes first.
So just pick whoever you want.
Any position as well.
Oh,
Madison. No!
Madison was definitely my first pick as well. Yeah. But it's peak because
so Junior's next. I've got a backup first pick, and I'm praying Junior don't pick him.
So I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with Declan Rice.
No, you.
That's actually mad jarring.
I hate you.
I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. I'm not gonna give away anything because I have one.
Jarring.
If someone takes it, I'm gonna be pissed.
So give me Coutinho.
I was going to pick Coutinho. Whatever, innit? It's actually peaking.
Bro. You know what? Right is such a shout, man.
Tanya?
I'm going to go for Bowen. Because that's the first player that I thought of.
Thank God it's come back to me. It's definitely me, yeah? So it's my guy. Can I have Bruno G, please?
That was my next.
He was my second pick,
good
yeah.
One. That's a good shout. Good one.
I'm going to have to think about this tactically now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So Junior's the first start.
Okay, so...
This is tense.
It is, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
No. I've got people now. Okay,
so I'm torn between two. But I'm going to go with... Saint-Maximin.
Good one. Good cool. one.
I'll jump in there now. I'm just looking at the table, by the way, just to remind me of team. So I'm going to... mainly to give him credit for his preseason goal the other day, but also I want him in my team, Wilf Zaha.
That's who I was toying between the two.
Oh, on the left for me, yeah.
Who's next?
Tanya. I'm going to go Guehi.
That is solid.
That was literally who I was going to pick just now.
Was you, yeah?
Yeah.
That's solid for
me. I'm so pissed.
Tanya's buzzing.
I've got to make use of him before he goes. Cucurella.
Yeah. Fair enough.
He does before he goes.
He's a Brighton player. He is a Brighton player.
I'm going to go Fofana.
Oh! I actually hate you, Tommy. He's like literally who I was going to pick. No. Literally.
He's like, gay shout. I'm
fuming.
Oh, that's good. That
because centre backs are a premium now, isn't it?
Yeah, tell you who I'm going to go for. Centre backs are at a premium. Mr. Cat Kicker himself, please.
I swear to God, no, Fofana, Guehi, and Zuma were my choices. I was going to think, but I had to go Cucurella.
Tanya?
Oh, snap. Give me. Oh, God. I've gone blank. Goalkeeper. I can't think.
These noises.
Digne,
yeah.
Who's that?
That's how you say his name, though, innit?
Digne. Digne. We'll give you Digne.
Digne.
Abdi, it's you, huh?
Emi Martinez.
Yeah, that's solid from you. There's 14 keepers to choose from,
I'm fuming about the centre backs.
Oh, man, Fofana was my top.
So, Tom.
Is it me?
Yeah.
That one was a
thing.
Let me go.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah.
Who did I have? Let me go. Yeah, this is actually tensional.
Yeah, proper, isn't it? Everyone's shake.
Oh, you know, let me go Jose Sarr.
No!
Right, that one hit you hard, boy.
That was my top pick.
Oh, I want to be there.
At goalkeeper.
You're after Junior. Okay. You're first in the next round.
Oh, man. Okay. All my top things, like centre back and goalkeeper, gone.
I know who I want to pick next. It's just whether this person gets picked back before he gets back around to me.
we can talk, you know. Everyone's looking at their phone, isn't it? So.
It's hard.
What areas do you want to talk us through? What areas?
No,
you
don't
thinking?
Talk through. Don't help him, man.
No, talk us through. Talk
what
us
areas
through.
Are you looking for? We need something before your pick.
Because I did have a think about this. I did have a think about this before, and I starred the players that I really wanted. So I've got a list of like 5 or 6 for each position. But
man's coming with lists.
I'll be honest. I did it last week as well.
What? Have you told me you can't know looking at squads?
Hey, but I did it in preparation before last week,
innit? Yeah, crazy. I did it in preparation. Yeah.
So you got your list in front of you?
I haven't looked at my list once. You know I haven't.
So I'm just a little bit rattled that like my top picks for other positions have gone. So it kind of threw my game plan off a little bit. I'm gonna have to rush. Ramsey.
I'm fuming. I'm absolutely fuming.
Villa Ramsey.
Jacob Ramsey. Jacob Ramsey. I'm fuming. That's the one I wanted.
Cool. All right, you're second on this round, so it goes Tanya then you.
Right.
I'm gonna go for
Wolves player Neves.
Wait, what about Mark?
Oh, it's a new round. Yeah.
That's the two I had in my mind. I swear, and they're both gone now.
That's a good shout.
All right. So now both of my picks are gone. Give me Pedro Neto.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's a solid.
Left about or to right? Say.
Whatever, man. No, we'll see. We'll see how the team progresses. Isn't
it? Oh, I need some.
See you, Tom.
Give me Elise.
That's a good shout.
Everyone's taking all the people on, man. See, in my mind, when I was writing down my team, yeah, it looked perfect until everyone took their.
Oh, it's me. I'm going to go with, because I ain't got no defenders, I'm going to go with Botman from Newcastle.
Decent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good
sign. Yeah.
Looks like Batman, but it says Botman.
Who is it, me?
Yeah.
Right, this is where it gets tricky. I want to start bulking up my midfield, but I'm not sure. You know what? I've always said I've admired this player, so I'll go with the Villa double up and have Douglas Luiz.
Nice. I know what I'm taking.
Tanya? No. Yeah, Tanya.
Yes, me.
Wait, is it Tanya?
Yeah,
just start.
Well, it's Mark and his next. Sorry,
I was just last, so Abdi's first now. Abdi's
first.
That's
what I'm saying.
My bad.
No, you're last.
She's not paying attention.
Give me. I've got to start thinking of defenders. Give me Trippier.
That's a good one. That's a real good one.
I should have gone with the other one, actually. My bad. Ugh. I'm pissed now.
Tell me.
Let me go Ndidi.
Nice.
Decent pick.
Heavy Leicester on this one.
I think I know who Ndidi's going for next.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't as well, probably.
Yeah. I need to pick defenders.
What area are you trying to think of, Mark, for your go?
I know already. Okay, so I'm just waiting to see whether Junior picks this person or not.
So I'm going to go with James Justin.
Cool. Well, you can play him at either.
That's
yeah.
A good shout.
But for the team that I have in mind, left back.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Right, so that's on to me. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to box off my midfield. I'm going to stick Tielemans in there. And that's my midfield three done. And now I can just focus on the other stuff. Tanya. And then Tommy, you're next as first up.
Can I put Tielemans in?
You just took Tielemans, right? If you paid attention, you would know.
Tielemans.
I know who I want next as well, so if this one gets taken from me...
I'm lost in this run, isn't it?
Yeah. Background to the start now, so...
Mad. I ain't getting a pick for ages, bro.
I'm literally stuck now. I literally have to look at players from teams.
So you got goalkeeper, right back, Tanya, one centre back, two centre mids, and a striker and a left wing.
I know exactly.
Maybe go for keeper.
Oh, go for what Brighton's position? Keeper. What's his name? Was he been
Sanchez?
Taken?
No, he's Sanchez. There. That's not a bad shot.
Go for him.
But don't do me, Tommy.
No, I just told you what I want.
All right, Tom. Now it's on you. I know who I want now.
Let me go, with Matty Cash at right back.
Yes.
Oh, Tommy.
All right, now I know who my backup is.
I know who you're getting. I know for a fact.
Okay, for right back, I'm going to go with Livramento before him.
Yes. Okay, I know who Mark wants now. He's going to get him.
You're a G. Thank you for that, Junior. My first choice was Cash, but I'll take Lamptey.
Yeah, I knew he was going to be Lamptey.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're going to
pick him with
a
good one.
Tanya. Back to you, Tans.
Is it me? Mm-hmm.
Good luck with your right back. That's all I'm going to say. Because
Seamus Coleman.
Seamus Coleman.
I'm going to sound really silly because you know I'm not good with players and positions. Does Seufal play right back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He is a right back. He is a right back, yeah. Thank God. All right. Is it definitely me, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So this pick is sponsored by Red Bull and Snus. Jamie Vardy.
How have none of us chosen him?
Jamie Vardy.
Cool.
I've got to get some
Red Bull and Snus, yeah. I know what I'm doing.
That
now.
Was gonna be my striker.
It gets tense now, isn't it? Because literally, everyone's nervous.
I've pre-thought the next move, now. So I'm looking to keep it smooth.
So with right wingers, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got a couple in my mind.
At least there was a good shout from you. I'll be honest, that was a good shout.
Yeah, at least it would have been one of my. Well, Madison was my first choice. And then he went, yes. and then Neves was one of my seconds as well. So Elisa, 100%, he would have been in my team. Out of everyone, Elisa would have been in my team, and ASM as well. But you don't got him.
I'm gonna go with Nick Pope in goal.
Oh, that's literally who I was going with.
Decent.
So I'll tell you what, because I'm the only one with keeper left, I'm just going to save that till last now. There's no point in wasting that. So I will go...
Just quickly, did you hear about Schmeichel has agreed to go Nice?
Or something. Yeah, crazy, I've seen that. So I was literally about to go Pope just to box that off. But what I'm going to do now... you know what? Give me Harvey Barnes on the right.
Yeah.
Give me Harvey Barnes on the right.
Yeah.
That was going to be my left winger.
Tanya?
Is it me? I need defenders and I need a striker.
Talking to the mic.
You know what? Give me Ollie Watkins.
Yeah, do you know what? I was going, it was Watkins or Barnes there, and I thought I'd take Barnes.
Yeah. Abdi?
I need defenders, so I'll go Diego Carlos.
Oh, that's a shout. You slander him a lot, but
yeah,
fair enough.
But I mean, the defenders
Abdi is shameless.
Come on, man. Shameless. So is it, it's me first now, right?
No, it's me. It's Tommy still hasn't gone.
Oh, you haven't gone? Cool.
I need a centre back as well. Let me go. You know, let me go Salisu from Southampton.
Good pick.
Cool. So is it me now?
Yeah, it is.
What have I got? I've got one centre back, a left back, and a striker and a keeper. Cool.
I need better players, bro. My team looks bad. I need some centre mids. I'm struggling.
Right, there's one fat gap in Abdi's team. Everyone's taking their players as well. You better get a move on, man.
Peak, innit? Yeah.
All right, so let me think of left backs here. It's tricky. I'll tell you what I could do for left back. So Digne's gone, Cucurella's gone.
Who else needs a left back? No one else.
No, Tommy does.
I could help. Oh, Tommy does. Oh, I'm not going to help you then.
I've got one in mind.
Tommy shall help you. I've got one for you.
We don't assist each other around here.
All right, cool.
So you got West Ham.
If he gets peak, I'll help you out, bro.
Okay, I've got two left backs in mind. I don't care if you take one of them, I'll take the other. I'm going to leave left back for now. You know what? I will take... Give me Danny Ings up top.
Yeah, decent.
Danny Ings.
Is everyone just looking at the Premier League table?
Yeah. If we're not looking at squads, then I'm just looking just to like
teams, yeah, for ideas.
So, Tanya.
Oh,
it's hard, isn't it, at this point now, isn't it? Because there's a lot of players I don't rate.
Like...
Yeah, you need two.
I know.
And a right winger.
But I just need centre back, full back,
and a centre back. You and Abdi are gonna fight for those centre mid positions.
Yeah, I need some centre mid.
I don't know. Decore?
That's actually Decore. Genuinely, that's a solid
Which one, though? There's two Decores. There's the Palace Decore now.
Oh, there's Palace one. Oh, thanks.
Yeah. No, don't mean... Are you trying to twist your arm, man?
No, go
mean?
For the Decore. That is the one I meant to be there, but...
Is it me next?
I'm trying to change my mind.
I was just playing with her. I'll go with the new Villa sign, Boubacar Kamara.
Solid. Did you just put a captain's armband on Decore?
No,
E. I was thinking, what? What's Tanya getting a captain, bro?
He's the captain of the whole thing.
Oh, what am I going to do?
Tanya's your first now, yeah.
No, wait. Tommy and Junior haven't gone.
Yeah, I'm just seeing. You know, I like to just see like if everyone's concentrating.
Don't worry, me so and Tommy are concentrating.
Let me go. Tommy, relax, yeah? Let me go Callum Wilson.
Yeah, that's nice.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. Actually, not bad at all.
I got a centre mid in mind. Yes, I hope it comes to me.
Everyone's got a striker, so I guess I can relax on that. Has everyone got a striker? Yeah, everyone. Okay, so I'll relax on that. So, centre mid.
Centre back, so we all struggle on that one.
Everyone's face is so
tense. So, I'm going to get Cody just to lock off my centre backs.
See, that's when he gets a bit techie. He's like, Cody's he's just on the border of being acceptable, isn't it?
But then, like... Now, Mark, in terms of centre and Abdi, they're
In terms of centre back,
I've got centre back options, bro. I'm cool.
I think Tommy's one in terms of centre backs.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't know my centre back partnership yet.
We'll see, innit? We'll see.
So, Tanya, go.
Oh, is it me? So, I've got
centre
back,
centre mid, right wing. Oh, no, left wing. Yeah.
Of centre backs, there's no one's gonna pick Mings anyway, so
might as well just pick Mings then.
No, I'm not gonna pick him. I prefer Konsa. Should I go for him? But then, does he really play?
Not bad shot.
I'll go Konsa. That's the only one I can think of. I can't think of anyone else.
Pissed in it because I tried to push her towards Mings.
You wanted Konsa, innit?
Are you gonna partner?
No,
partner with Mings?
No, definitely not. No, definitely not. I'm gonna save my centre back for now. I'm going to go for a guy who, in his previous position, was a 3 out of 10.
No.
But now, the Brazilian Roy Keane, I'll go with Joe Linton.
That's not a bad shot, you know.
It's not bad.
That's honestly not a bad shot. Back to you, Tom.
That's interesting.
This is hard.
Playing a left winger.
What do I need? A centre back.
Let me go.
And do it.
I'll take Benrahma.
That's a good shot.
Left wing.
I just hope my pick comes around back to me because I took a risk with Joe Linton.
I think I know you.
Yeah.
What, on right wing?
Yeah. Who's next?
Junior.
Mm. Right wing. These guys doing heavy research, you know.
I just don't know.
Your team's looking quite good, Tommy. Yeah, you need another centre mid, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I boxed off my centre mid. I just need a.
I think I know. I knew no one would pick him as well.
So me and Tanya need a right wing. Oh, Abdi needs a right wing.
Yeah.
Oh, do I need right wing or left wing?
No, Tanya needs left.
I'm going to finish my left midfield and I'm going to go with Eze.
Oh, I hate you so much.
Oh, that's a solid shot.
That's the one I was thinking. I took a risk. Oh, now I've got to go back to the drawing
Sometimes
board.
Sometimes in life, risks don't pay off.
Mark?
Just
me? I needed a centre mid, innit? So I was trying to think. I thought Eze would come back to me.
Alright, cool.
You did not choose wisely.
You need to start populating your front three, Junior. ASM is looking lonely, bro.
It's too. Don't worry, I haven't got.
Just sweaty at the moment.
Right, this is very good.
The striker, everyone else has got a striker, so it's just the right wing.
I think I won in terms of strikers.
You thought you won last week as well, but you got to move. Yeah, just give me. This is a lazy pick, but just made the move. I'll take Tarkowski at centre back.
Interesting.
Man, we're saying, don't worry about my centre back.
Yeah, he said I've got choices.
I do. And then they all went. They all disappeared in front of my eyes.
He's taking Dan Burn over Tarkowski.
I've still got a centre back to populate.
I think it's,
you know?
Abdi now.
Is it me?
Yeah. You've got 1, 2. Yeah, it's Abdi.
I need a centre back, so. But I don't. Actually, I'm going to go with Pudence. Oh, no. Okay, yeah, I'll go Pudence. I was going to say Trossard, but I'll go Pudence.
Cool.
Left back in the centre mid.
Let me go Matt Target.
That's who I was going to go with, but I got a backup option.
His
so I'm
team
saying.
Is like...
Oh, I know.
I'm going to go with Mbeumo for my right winger.
That's a good shout, though.
Okay. Mbeumo. Oh, no one picked Tony, innit?
I was going to choose
Tony, to be fair. So it's me, yeah?
Unless I can
pick
someone else.
You don't have to pick my team.
Mitchell just shout, but in the name of balance, I'll take a left footer and I'll take Cresswell.
I mean, do you know what Mitchell I'm talking about? Tyreek Mitchell, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He's left footed, isn't he?
He's right footed, isn't he?
He's left footed.
He's left footed.
He's a left back.
Okay, no. I know.
Oh, wait.
Huh?
Fair enough. It's on my team.
Is it me next?
Oh, I'm relaxed now. No, everyone's got their centre backs, isn't it? Okay,
oh,
cool.
I'm gonna have to pick someone like Ward Prowse.
Why are you acting like
that?
Are you under duress? Did someone hold a gun to your head? No, you can pick Ward Prowse if you want.
Yeah, we'll put him in there then, Junior.
I mean, I don't rate Ward Prowse.
I don't really rate him either, but I can't think of anyone else.
So now it's back to Tommy.
Is it me, yeah?
Yeah, this is your last pick.
My last position. Let me go Joe Aribo in centre midfield.
Decent. I like Aribo.
He's a baller.
Wait, yeah. Junior, I'm confused.
Their transfer policy is it's not like I'm talking or anything like that, innit? It's like six conversations going on, innit?
Sorry.
I mean, I'll get a chance to say it, innit? That's what I was going to say. But yeah, you've seen how Southampton, their transfer policy is... sponsored by Black Panther. Only signed black players, isn't it?
They signed someone from Bordeaux today.
Yeah, another player as well. And they signed, like, obviously Joe Aribo, signed all these youngsters from Man City as well.
So I'm torn between Tony and Iheanacho.
I think you get more goals with Tony.
Yeah, I was going to.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Iheanacho turned up for, what, 3 months?
Yeah. This season. Is that me done, innit?
Was it me, yeah? I just need keeper. So They're all gone. But officially, technically, not even West Ham's number one, but I think he should be. I'll go with Areola.
Hey, have some respect for Fabianski, bruv.
Huh?
Have some respect for Fabianski. Why don't you speak to Michael?
Tanya?
Because I wanted Areola. Why didn't
you? Do you want, bruv? Do you want? I picked Martins. I picked the best goalkeeper.
Oh, I need a left winger. Can't I just pick someone that isn't a left winger and make them a left winger?
Do
like
you
Leon
want
Bailey.
Well, that's fine. You could just who's your other winger?
Bowen.
And Bowen can play on the other side. That's fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, cool.
Well, but Bailey does play there anyway. So yeah, that's decent.
Okay. Abdi, your last pick.
My last pick, the last pick of the entire draft. I need a centre back. I'm pissed because all the decent ones are gone.
Your team's not too bad though.
But I go Lewis Dunk. Oh, you
killed it. Yeah, not bad actually. Not a bad shot.
I think we know who the best team.
Do we want to? Are we allowed to do any last minute changes for all of us?
No. But yeah, actually, right, cool. If you want to do one last change from anyone.
I was thinking Carl Walker Peters.
If you want to change one player from your team, everyone's got an option.
Yeah, one trade off. Yeah, all right, cool. Do you know why? Because I'm not convinced with Tarkowski in there.
We'll go in order. So, Mark, Tommy, you go first. If you want to change one player, then go ahead.
No, he wouldn't want to change anyone.
I'm actually good.
Yeah.
I'll take my team for now.
I want to make one change, definitely. But we'll go Junior next.
That front three is nice, Abdi. I like that front three.
Thanks.
No, I don't
want to
change
anything.
No.
Cool. I want to take Tarkowski out and I want to put this guy in. I think in the next couple of years he's going to really be up there in the league, Max Kilman.
Yeah, I thought you said that.
Yeah. Honestly, I genuinely think this guy's quality. And as soon as I said Tarkowski first time around, I was like, wait, why? Why did you do that?
We was like scouting him last
you
year.
Were, yeah, you were surprised, properly onto him.
Especially he plays in the back three as well, isn't it? Mm.
Tanya? Yeah, you were saying Carl Walker-Peters?
Yeah, potentially.
Me personally, and my opinion literally doesn't matter because it's your team. I would have Carl Walker-Peters over Sufal.
Sufal's last season was poor, innit? So he barely played.
Ben Johnson was in the team.
Look, KWP for the culture.
KWP, he's improved a lot, man. I thought he was needy when he first came through, innit?
I'd take him over Emerson Royale right now.
Unfortunately, he's not your player anymore.
Well,
is he?
I know. So.
I want to. Because he's a bit of an unknown quantity right now, I'll take up Kamara out.
Oh.
And I'll swap him out for... I don't know if he's the right decision, but I put Joe Linton in the middle and I brought in Buendia as the 10.
Ooh.
That's what I was thinking.
You know what? His name didn't cross my mind once. And
he didn't have a...
Didn't have a great team, yeah.
Didn't have, no, but I'm saying this, he's a quality player. Yeah. Just completely missed.
But Bruno G and Joe Linton centre mid, bruv.
Who have we missed?
That's a good point. Dewsbury Hall was a shout. Yeah.
No one went for Ivan Toney.
Junior's in there with him.
The only other player I think of, I like Trossard a lot. So
yeah, Trossard
in.
Even like Jimenez, Moutinho.
Yeah.
I did think about that.
Doherty could have been in there.
Doherty plays Tottenham.
I'm thinking of Wolves.
I was thinking
for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big him up. Mope, that's your guy.
No.
It's really
he's been
like
banned from the draft.
Most of the players, people are going to think about are from.
Why didn't you put Calvert-Lewin in if you love him so much? Huh?
I have the best.
Bro, no one actually went DCL.
He didn't
to be fair.
Season.
Huh?
He was injured all
of
last season.
I think there's
only
one.
Yeah, but Andy loves him though. Why did you?
Why do I need to bring DCL? I have the best striker here.
That's your guy. Apparently,
Tarkowski.
They're actually not a single Everton player in none of the teams.
Well, yeah, Doucouré.
No, I'm
Doucouré. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's only one.
And you just removed Tarkowski as well. Well, the only other Everton player I'll think about is probably Demarai Gray, but not really. Yeah. Like, I mean,
Gordon didn't make it.
Gordon's a good shot. Actually,
you've done it, bro. You made your change, big man. Gordon. You would have had him instead of Podes.
I'm fuming.
Even Pickford. That is, depending on what your fancy is, but
Gordon or Mbeumo.
Now you made your decision. We went across in a row. We said you said no. I'm good.
But I didn't get to.
And what? So we get two chances now.
No, you made a choice. I haven't.
No, you had the option.
The choice was made.
You decided to pass.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
Hey, let's read the teams out, bro.
No, you read them.
Nah, yeah. Did read them out as to whose team it is. So I've just got along the
way. Tommy, read your team, yeah.
I've got Jose Sarr in goal, Matty Cash, Fofana, Salisu, and Matt Target at the back. Joey Rebo, Ndidi, and Madison is a midfield three. And Elise Wilson and Ben Rama. I'm not going to look at that.
So I've got Pope in goal, Livramento, Botman, Cody, and James Justin. Then in midfield, I've got Rice at the base with Eze and Ramsey. Then Mbeumo on right wing, Tony, and then Saint-Maximin.
So I've got Areola in goal, back four of Lamptey, Zuma, Max Kilman, and Cresswell. Douglas Luiz at the base of my midfield with Tielemans and Coutinho just ahead. And then Barnes, Ings, and Zaha as a front three.
That front three is kind of magical.
Dangerous. So I've got Sanchez in goal. I've got Carl Walker-Peters and Luca Dean. I've got to say it right this time as my fullbacks. And I've got Gueye and Konsa as my centre backs. That's my back four. And then I've got Neves, Decore, Ward-Prowse, my midfielders. And my front three is Watkins, Bowen, and Bailey.
Yeah. What's that?
BBW up top.
Yeah, BBW, that's right.
I got Emi Martinez in goal, back four of Trippier, Carlos, Dunk, and Cucurella. Bruno G and Joe Linton with Buendia in the 10. And then I've got Podence, Vardy, and Neto.
I feel like they're all quite. Obviously, Tommy's, I think, is the best, but they're all these not are, bad.
These are good teams.
These, all, quite these well are good teams. Yeah. I think they're not bad.
I think I smashed it with goalkeeper and striker. But Tommy's got the best player out of everyone, I think, in Madison.
Yeah, I think whoever won Madison. That the wall spin Madison to go Rice. First would have gone Madders or Rice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No,
my first choice was definitely Rice.
Was it? Yeah.
I was
a few of my players. A few of my players are the best in their position out of these lot. So my goalkeeper, Martinez, is the best goalkeeper, I think. I think I've got Cucurella, the best left back. And I think I've got Vardy, the best striker out of all these lot. So. Essentially, I won.
Man said all my players and listed
and essentially, three. Essentially, Bruno G as well is essentially that.
Cool, crazy. You're waffling, but it's cool.
Wow.
All right, we'll do what we did two weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Later this week sometime.
Can you post live pictures on Twitter?
Yeah, I'll put them in a...
Fred.
Fred.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
No, and we're not talking about the Man United 10 mid. Have you seen how Man United fans are getting so gassed because their preseason games were?
They're actually
starving. Like, they put out a video. Put a video, of Ten Hag saying to one of the players, "Pass the ball on the floor," and they're like, "Oh my god, the revolution!"
No, you know what? I don't blame Man United fans. I'm going to side with them. You know,
if he had hair,
side with them on what? It's not like
because you know what? They're starved of just. Good football, in a way. You can see why they're getting
I think so just, why does the just manager, football.
So why does the manager saying pass the ball on the floor?
One of them was him clapping saying run.
Yeah.
It's like, he's too shouted at McTominay, like, pass it first time, with the right foot.
Did you see the video of McTominay doing kickups?
And oh my God, bro. My mum could do better than that, bro. He couldn't...
actually used his hand.
You know how like when Real Madrid and Barcelona buy a player and they exposed him by just telling him to do kick-ups in front of the crowd, didn't it? I think it was Theo Hernandez, the one who plays for AC Milan. When he did it, bruv, he was kicking it, like it was... Like Lukaku touching, bruv. Like one was going over there, the other
one. Breakaways
one.
Breakaways.
The worst one.
Their bellies was bad as well.
Yeah,
it
was. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Like people actually say, like apparently, like in the boxes, Trent is awful. Like the small box games, like they do in training. But if you ask him to kick it against the crossbar from 50 yards away, he'll do it. So it's mad. Like players aren't good at that kind of stuff, And then the obviously, like, they just stick to their game, like Trent, innit. But I feel like with Man United, if Ten Hag had hair, his hair would have been gone watching McTominay in training and Bruno doing. Did you see the Bruno highlight video I sent in the group against Aston Villa? Oh, yeah, bruv, he is elite terrorismo.
Have you seen the video of them coming back from? This has turned into a little United segment where they're coming back from. Where were they? Australia, I think.
Australia.
And Bruno is filming Martial. Like, how did you find it? He was like, "Yeah, it was good, but you didn't give me one assist all pre-season."
Just get used to it, Bruno.
He was like, "I'm saving it all for the league."
I tried, but I shot into the top corner. Sorry.
Kind of United related. You see Pogba out for months
two,
now,
two, 3 months.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Why is he injured?
Meniscus. Yeah.
Oh
That's peak. But I don't really care about Juventus, man. They've been benefiting off of free signings forever, innit? So
Di Maria on a free, okay. Another one.
Half of their midfield, like, in their history. Exactly, yeah, for free, innit? So, and then the cheek of Bayern Munich complaining about, oh, Barcelona took Lewandowski. Like, bruv, cry me a river, Justin Timberlake. They've been doing it for the last 15 years, and anyone good in that league, yeah?
They do it to the whole league.
Exactly,
yeah,
so I'm not having it.
They're trying to get Kane, please. You ain't going to go to crap league.
Oh man, he has to get his tongue reduced before he goes there. They want to speak German with that lisp. Are you mad, bro?
I'm not.
Is he gonna sign a new contract? Or is he a mug? Is he gonna sign a new contract?
No, I don't think he is. You know,
I think he's gonna get seduced by Conte, bro.
Next summer,
I think he'd be silly to sign a new contract, and that's me. But where would he go? It's true. Where is he gonna go? But I just think. There will all be clubs still wanting him, I reckon.
There were Chelsea links today. Listen, none of this is gonna happen this summer, but there were Chelsea links today.
I still think
if he ever leaves Spurs, I know he was like
a threatening him.
I think as
well. Yes, I am threatening him.
It's been like when Rooney was linked to go Man City and then they all turned up at his house.
Allegedly shirts.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wearing 15 guys wearing balaclavas.
Kane went Chelsea. Oh my god. I think I'd stop watching football.
Don't do it to me. Tommy, I'm having a good day today.
Would you accept it? What, Harry Kane all day long? All day
it's
long.
It's not happening.
Right, wing back.
About three of our players.
He'll play number 10 for you, though, innit? Nah,
he'd
be.
You put him in that front three.
Yeah. You would be. Anyway, I don't care. That's what I'd do.
Nah. What other signings have caught your eye from around the league? Anyone?
To be honest, I actually like the Koulibaly signing. That's the signing I think we could have made. $35 million did you pay for him?
Rising to 40, I think, yeah.
I think that's a good signing for them.
Yeah, and you've got a year left for Thiago Silva, in it. So, yeah, I mean, Silva. The two of them, you can get as much as you can get out of the two of that.
Possible, yeah.
Yeah, that really helps you with going to a back four if you do, in it, because you have two really good centre-backs. But I do think, even though he did make a couple mistakes, but I do think Chalobah is a good centre-back as well.
I like Chalobah.
I would actually like to see Chalobah play for England eventually.
I'm surprised he
considering some of the rubbish that are in there, isn't it? Yeah. A back three of Tomori, Guehi and Chalobah, yeah.
No, Dyer needs to be picked.
Yeah, I think Chelsea's massive L for Chelsea.
He needs to be picked for England.
Who's this?
Dyer.
Oh, come on, man.
No, my England back three is Stones, Joe Gomez, Tomori. And then probably Tomori, yeah.
Excuse me? What about Ben White?
That's not a bad shot, actually.
Joe Gomez has got to get back thicker.
Joe Gomez has got to get game.
I'm not saying, like, I'm just saying in general, like, in terms of who I rank Joe Gomez as.
This isn't 2019, bro.
To be fair, I'd like Reece James like inside of the three and then Trent.
Yeah.
Not bad, yeah.
Who plays
in the centre then?
Stones.
Stones and then Tomori. Reece James, Stones, Tomori is not bad.
And then
stop saying Dyer.
Why?
I definitely think he should be in that England squad with bums like Mings and Cody. But if I'm picking my central centre back for England, it's John Stones.
No way he's starting.
I'm not saying he starts, but to not be given an opportunity.
Are you crazy? He is Maguire with added sugar, bro.
You can probably name like seven centre backs.
He's a less Down syndrome Maguire, bro.
Not in the league last season. No, I can't.
What do you mean in the league?
Funny watching them argue passing the Mac back and forth. His junior's like, no, here. you can't come here with talking with Eric Dyer, bro.
If you say Eric Dyer, you might as well, Eric Dyer should be left where
Dele Alli was left, bro.
I'm telling you.
You can't come here, Danny Rose and Eric Dyer, all that stuff. You can't come chatting that, bro. No, I'm not having it. Bro, the reason he doesn't look like a complete oaf is because he's playing the back three next to better players than him, innit? But England can't afford to carry players, bro. They don't have Conte as a manager. They have this bum as a manager. This guy keeps picking Maguire, bro.
But that's my point.
Bro, yeah.
Bro. Fam.
Yes, my bro.
Tommy, we never asked you. We had this conversation a while ago, but since we're talking about England, who do you think is going to win the World Cup?
On the spot.
That is on the spot.
That's what we do.
But you won't be back before the World Cup, innit?
Yeah, it means that's hard.
I
I think it's going to be between Brazil or Argentina.
Argentina. I'm going for.
I think Brazil have to be massive favourites.
Yeah, I don't think you can look past France, though. Yeah, you've got to mention at least mention them in that conversation.
I think Brazil, in terms, if you look at the attacking depth for Brazil, just name some of the players that are there: Neymar, Gabriel Jesus, Rafinha, Richarlison, Martinelli, Vinicius, crazy. Rodrigo. I'm just naming. Crazy. I'm just look at that. The depth in the wide positions is ridiculous, bro.
But England ain't got a chance in hell now.
I just think recently, some of the performance we've seen recently, especially the last couple games we had, it's alarming how bad they were. We got slapped by Hungary.
If we can get to the quarterfinals, I start to believe. But I'm not going to get excited before.
We've been to, and that's what I mean.
If we can push through to the quarters, where it's last eight, literally, when it gets to the last eight, I always think, I know the quality varies, but I always think any one of those eight teams,
penalties,
such an easy statement to make, but any one of those eight teams could go on and win it.
The thing is with England, is although we've been to a semi-final and a final in the last two tournaments, we got very lucky with the draws in those couple. I mean, really, last year, who did we beat? Germany was really the only team we beat.
Germany was what, last 16?
Yeah, and then we lost to Italy as well. And in the group, we had a easy group. When you look at the semi-final,
Italy was a draw.
I mean, you're still, but I mean, like, we didn't have the ball for the last 70 minutes, isn't it? So, when it comes to the World Cup, we got very lucky by not winning the group because we ended up on the easy side of the draw. We played Sweden, and then who else? Colombia.
Wait, England didn't win the group?
No, Belgium won the group, isn't it?
It's Colombia, Sweden.
And then who else in the semi final? We lost Croatia in the semi final.
America. Iran and Wales.
If Ukraine win in that, people then call that the group of death.
Brazil's got a tough group though.
Who's in Brazil's group?
We got similar group to 2018, where it's
Serbia,
Serbia, Switzerland, and then just to change it up a bit, we got Cameroon.
I think it won't be difficult.
It's tough because Switzerland, they play like. You know what Switzerland are going to do. They're going to turn up, be defensive, and try and nick a goal. Serbia, they're going to do the exact same thing.
They had some good results, Serbia, and they topped their group, didn't they?
Yeah.
For qualifying, so...
No, I think Brazil are just too strong.
I don't think you can count any of the teams out.
I think Brazil, what they need to do is get some decent fullbacks.
Especially in... Well, what are we going to buy them?
You can just bring them in before
Cucurella,
the World Cup.
Do you want a passport?
We've got
a blue passport.
Who will be your fullbacks? Who would be your starting fullback?
As it stands, it's looking like Dani Alves.
Dani Alves and Marcelo.
Not Dani Alves. Telles doesn't even play.
You got
it's Fagner from Corinthians, or recently it's been Emerson Royale.
Oh my god.
Right, really is that bad.
Oh yeah, Lodi. I hate that guy so much.
Renan Lodi's decent. He's not bad.
Nah, he's awful.
And then you got also, who's the other left back? The other centre. You got Danilo from. They got old defenders, bruv. But you've got great centre backs, bruv. You've got Gabriel, you've got Thiago Silva, Marquinhos, and Eder Militao.
When we had this conversation at first, the two areas I said that we would actually struggle with is fullbacks and a striker, because Jesus wasn't in the team at the time, and it was between Cunha and Richarlison.
Well, I didn't even think. You got Firmino as well if he does play.
Okay, yeah, well, Firmino's been out of favour for a while.
I think Jesus will.
No, I would play.
No, Richarlison will go.
Yeah.
No, he will, but I think
Chichi loves him.
Who?
Chichi. That's his name.
Oh, tight.
T-I-T. Richarlison.
Oh, tight. Yeah, yeah. He loves Richarlison.
No, I think if Brazil are going to play, I think you play with two centre mids. I don't know, Bruno G and whoever. Neymar is playing 10. Play Vinicius one side, you play Rafinha the other side, and you got Jesus up top. That's a decent front four.
We play with three, though, so.
Okay, cool.
Quinter as well. We can play, what, further forward?
Decent player.
Yeah, you're
but that's our we. What I would prefer is we play Bruno G, but he hasn't been playing, so it's
we play like, Fred usually.
Yeah, Fred. So it's like Casemiro or Fabinho,
yeah.
And then Lucas Paqueta and Fred. Unfortunately, Fred.
See, his options, man. Brazil have to be one of the big favorites.
I would rather play Bruno G and but it is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I was about to say Italy, but they didn't qualify, did they? That's actually mad. You know, Italy haven't qualified yet for the knockout stages of the World Cup since they won it 2006.
Yeah, I know they struggle a lot, but they struggle to qualify. But Portugal have some major options.
Oh yeah, Portugal. Yeah, there's lots of options there, isn't it? Like you've got just Bernardo Silva and
Cancelo,
Jota, Ronaldo,
Neto.
Ruben Diaz. No one say his name.
You
can
say it.
That man, he shall not be named.
He should be at the UN on charges against terrorism. I'm not trying to hear none of Bruno Fernandes. Yeah, I don't want to hear it. Fabio Vieira.
Well, you just mentioned his name, sir.
Well, I'll take it back. Ruben Diaz.
Anyway, is that it? Is there anything else we want to talk about?
No. Tanya looks like she's ready to go.
Huh? Oh, sorry, I didn't.
Well, anyway,
no, but we are what? We're 2 weeks away from. Well, Prem.
Less than two weeks
now.
Oh,
we've got Community Shield this weekend.
Saturday.
And then Friday after that, we've got Palace Arsenal. So.
And on Thursday, we've got All or Nothing.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, that looks funny, you know. Arteta's getting mad. I need to watch that. Do you know, I'm just going to fast forward it to the North London Derby, I think.
They actually show him
can't
stripping.
You fast forward it to the North London Derby. It's two episodes a week.
I thought it was three.
Oh, is it?
They're showing season to go. They're showing the first two episodes.
Yeah, I can't lie, I won't watch the whole thing.
Screen it. But yeah, they're actually showing Aubameyang getting
I did see a clip of that. And then there's a fight
apparently. It looks like Cedric and Lacazette were having a fight.
I hope Cedric.
I think all of those players, all of those players who broke up that fight, they should get find a week wages, bro. I ain't trying to.
Or just let them scrap. Just let them have it.
No, if they broke up a fight between Cedric and Lacazette and no one wanted to watch it, instead of they try to break it up, yeah.
It's Son in our one, and now it's you.
Yeah, good TV, innit?
But like footballers, they're human beings
as well, man.
Yeah,
all of that happens regular. Yeah. Like what that
like
type of stuff.
Standing still with his arse out.
Yeah. Yeah. When you say BBW, you talk about Lacazette. Like
Well, anyway, thank you, Tommy, for coming on and taking part in our bottom 14 draft.
You're actually our best guest. Not like the Crystal Palace fan guy who's crazy.
If you didn't listen to that episode, him and Abdi were warring. Yeah. Like, him and Abdi went to war.
He got new names, too.
Bro, every 5 minutes, he was like, I don't hate Tottenham, but like, they're so irrelevant. I hate them, bro. I was like, you're a confusing guy, bro.
He said that about Arsenal.
Yeah,
he's like, I want Arsenal to do well, but I just hate them.
No, he goes, this makes sense. I hate Liverpool, but I hope they do well.
Everyone does well, you know? Like. No, I want everyone to die, bro.
We asked him like who he hated most in London. He took a while and he said Arsenal. But like,
and then he changed it to Tottenham.
A few minutes ago, he was saying he wanted Arsenal to do well.
I hate all you, man.
Yeah.
No, that's what he said after. He goes, I hate everyone, but I want everyone to do well.
Yeah, we've actually been very nice to you, but I think this is the most hate Chelsea you have in this whole thing.
Mark, obviously, he's from
West London, isn't it?
No, but to be fair, we all hate each other, so it makes sense, innit?
Yeah.
I don't hate Mark.
No, Arsenal.
No, I hate Mark.
I don't hate each other. Oh, yeah.
I hate Mark.
Crazy. That's that. No, South London.
Honestly, it's true. I hate Liverpool. I hate Chelsea. I hate Tottenham. Sometimes I hate Arsenal as well, but no, like, I hate
Liverpool. Is the least hate out of all the top six. Top five.
Oh, for you?
Yeah, for me.
I was going to say not for Abby.
No, I hate Tottenham. Obviously, I hate Tottenham most. Then I hate Chelsea. No, honestly, I hate everyone equally. I really want everyone.
End this, man.
Anyway. Well,
no,
what
you
going to
ask him?
I was going to ask you what your order of hate is.
You said the same. You don't like all of them.
Yeah.
You don't like all of them.
No, but if you had to, if you're pressed.
Who do you want to get liquidated tomorrow?
You man, I can't lie.
Arsenal, mad.
What?
I honestly think if you don't want Tottenham to get liquidated tomorrow, then you're a questionable human being. You actually might just be like my wife's guest.
Arsenal,
I'd very much enjoy Man United getting liquidated because that's too many years of hurt.
Man United recently, my hate for them, I tell you.
Collectively, I think we can all say we hate Man United here.
Yeah,
of course.
That's something we can always agree on.
That's a good way to end the podcast, isn't it?
Yeah. So we'll catch you.
Man United.
So we'll catch you on the next exciting episode.
But not Man United fan.
Do you want to end it?
We'll catch you on the next exciting episode of We'll Talk About That Later. Woo!
Sports Social Podcast Network.